بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mr. Chairman, UN High Commissioner, Excellency Dr. Alima, Deputy Minister of Refugees and Repatriation, Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, Excellency Mr. Ghulam Hussein Daghani, Deputy Foreign Minister, Islamic Republic of Iran, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and a very good afternoon. Mr. Chairman, at the very outset, allow me to express my gratitude to Excellency Filippo Grandi, UN High Commissioner of Refugees and other UNHCR staff for holding this long-awaited and strategic launching ceremony of support platform of the solution strategy for Afghan refugees. Under the mandate of Global Compact on Refugees, the government of Pakistan even today continue to host more than 1.4 million registered refugees. Pakistan is host to second highest number of refugees and half of world's protected refugees. Thus, the issue of immense importance even today as it was 40 years ago. Excellencies, under the umbrella of the SSAR, Pakistan has upheld international protection standards and demonstrated unparalleled hospitality and generosity towards Afghan refugees. The objective of SSAR has been to promote responsibility sharing at regional and global levels, with focus on easing pressure on hosting communities and creating the conditions of voluntary repatriation and sustainable reintegration in Afghanistan. Access to education, healthcare, livelihoods, and documentation for refugees and rehabilitation of the host communities are the major achievements of SSAR. Indeed, the SSAR initiative heralded the concept and elements of the GCR. Distinguished delegates, the efforts of address the refugee situation is much more needed today than it had ever been. The Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan have affirmed to GCR in 2018. However, Pakistan, along with its regional partners, has decided to continue with solution strategy for Afghan refugees till December 2021. Emphasis on its three pillars that are voluntary repatriation, sustainable reintegration in Afghanistan and support to the host countries would still continue as our priority. Among possible responsibility sharing arrangements, the GCR contemplates that host countries and countries of origin, along with UNHCR, may utilize support platform to galvanize support for a large-scale and protected refugee situations. In this broader platform, each of the new entrants has an important and committed role to play. While development actors have been fairly identified, but identifying other traditional and non-traditional donors would be a challenge. However, through joint and sincere efforts, I am sure that each challenge would be surmounted. The expected support would come from the international community, including states, development actors, civil society, and the private sectors, and would give fresh emphasis to the strategy and priorities of the SSAR. Thus, the SSAR remains the central framework of achieving responsibility sharing and solutions in the context of the Afghan refugees situation. Mr. Chairman, while the concept of support platform under SSAR is welcomed. The additional partners' participation should not be substitute to our traditional global partners, contributing where underlying principle was the humanitarian assistance in refugees management and repatriation. We want that adequate care should be taken in respect of region-specific issue and sensitivities. Distinguished participants, Pakistan adheres to the policy of safety and protection of all Afghan refugees and follows the principle of voluntary and dignified repatriation. Despite enduring challenges and massive financial and social costs, we will continue with this principle. I acknowledge the support and contribution of our partners, especially the UNHCR, in helping us for this noble resolve. Still, I sincerely urge all our global partners, especially those that are specifically mandated to match our efforts through generous and continued support for the humanitarian cause. I thank you all.